Sometimes when I mention that I have a bat house on my barn, people visibly shudder. I can understand that reaction because bats, just like eight-legged arachnids and slithering reptiles, have a sordid on-screen history that makes a lot of people really uncomfortable. But what I tell people who are bat-averse is to try to think of them as furry nocturnal birds clearing the skies of insects that spread diseases and damage our crops and gardens. That's because bats are the major predator performing an ecological miracle every night. Just one bat can eat over 1,000 insects in a single evening. Our listening area has no fewer than 10 species of bats, and all are insectivores. They don't eat fruit like bats in other regions, or feed on blood like in the movies. Some of our local species reside in Maryland year-round, while others only migrate through during spring and fall. Some of our species of bats live in groups called colonies, yet still others live by themselves or in small families. Regardless of the habits specific to their species, all our local bats are excellent at pollinating our crops and controlling insect populations. So it's worth it to attract them anywhere food is growing or anywhere people are looking for a comfortable mosquito-free night outside. The kind of bat you're most likely to see in our area is the little brown bat. They have long, glossy, dark fur and molasses-colored faces, ears, and wings. Little is a perfect descriptor for that kind of bat, since they typically weigh about 8 ounces, or the same as a magic marker. At this time of year, you can find little brown bats roosting in hot, dry attics, under building shingles, or behind shutters or siding. Hanging upside down in those spaces, they're in the ideal position for takeoff. And at night, they'll fly out to eat mosquitoes, gnats, beetles, and moths. Contrary to the popular idiom, bats are not, in fact, blind. Bats can see just as well as we can. They do, however, use sophisticated echolocation to orient themselves and locate, track, and evaluate their prey. Studies have shown that bats can use echolocation to detect an object the width of a single human hair. Wow. Speaking of humans, we are actually more closely related to bats than bats are to mice, one of the other shudder-inducing horror movie stars. In many of those scary films, humans will try anything to get rid of these small creatures. We grab brooms and nets, garlic and mothballs, poisons and traps, whatever's at hand. But I say, we should keep those methods in the movies and only in the movies. That's because throughout North America, bat populations are declining at an unprecedented pace. The leading threat is white nose syndrome, a quickly spreading fungal infection that causes bats to wake too early from their winter hibernation. It's marked by a white mold growing on the bat's muzzle. The affected bats begin to fly around, thus using up their fat reserves before there are more insects available for food, and ultimately starve. First documented in a cave outside Albany, New York in 2006, white-nose syndrome moves rapidly through hibernating groups, often killing 90 to 100% of the bats in a cave. Since it was first discovered by scientists, the disease has spread across the eastern seaboard, including Maryland, and an estimated 6 million bats have died. Though not known to be harmful to humans, there is an urgent need to prevent the spread of this deadly white-nose syndrome. You can be a part of the conservation solution. Stay out of caves and mines where bats are known or suspected to hibernate. Report to the Maryland Department of Natural Resources unusual bat behavior, like bats flying during the day when they should be hibernating, or roosting in sunlight on the outside of structures. Construct homes for bats and reduce disturbance to natural bat habitats like outdoor lighting around your home. To see some local bats doing their part to control the insect population, join a naturalist-led dusk walk at Irvine Nature Center on July 24th. Or you can learn more by visiting www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.